clear, clear.
Right. So I'm probably going to be speaking a little quieter than I normally do. All right. Mic in hand, I'm kicking back. I'm having a little bit of a chill here. I'm having a little bit of a muse. And I wanted to kind of like step into that and philosophically kind of chat about something that came through my awareness this week. I meditate a lot. I move a lot. I use my body to move a lot of things these days. So some things just come through and it's really beautiful for them to come through. And one thing that I've really thought a lot about is this experiment of human design, and it really is a journey that cannot be rushed. You know, we talk about it a lot, but it really is not so much about the knowing. It is about the being. And the deeper you go in this experiment, the more you realize that this path, it's just not linear. It's cyclic and dynamic and terribly humbling. And every year that you go through this, it feels like it's more not a part of the mind. It's through this lived experience. And so I've started to muse over the years of being in human design. And I thought I'd write down like some of my personal experiences over the 7 years. Now, I'm not at 7 years yet, but I'm getting on. So for a little bit of fun, but also a little bit of allowing me to share with you some of the things that have gone through my mind. So I guess, you know, when we start with human design, it's this discovery, isn't it? You know, we find it and it feels like everything makes sense. You know, our mind races and we're absorbing all these concepts, this type, the strategy, the authority, and we feel like we found the keys to the universe, you know. And suddenly we're like in our first year experiment, we're like, I got this. I know what this is. I know it all. I understand myself. Yeah. And then year two kicks around, and it's really like year two for me was flagged as the slowdown. You know, the reality of human design really starts to set in, and we start to notice that just knowing about human design, it's not enough. And so a little bit of that excitement starts to fade, and the experiment really comes more about these subtle observations. You know, we're kind of observing a little bit more. And the humbling part is we realize we've only just scratched the surface. And so we begin to appreciate this depth of the experiment. And slowly but surely, the mind does start to slow, you know, and the body begins to start whispering these truths that we've ignored. And I guess then we step into year three, and I laugh at year three because it always feels like mastery. You know, I'm in year three now, I've got this. It's quite an illusion. So maybe we could call this the illusion of mastery. And we do, we're in year three and we feel this sense of accomplishment, yeah? And you're really feeling like you're starting to get it all. And you're telling yourself, now that I'm more familiar with my design, I can start guiding others. You know, I'm here. But underneath this certainty, you know, there's more, and much more than you think you know. So it's like you're building that solid foundation, but you're still experimenting. You know, third year, third line. Wow, I thought about that. And getting into the fourth year, and I'd like to kind of draw your attention to a lot of human design came out in that 2020 around COVID. So a lot of people are in their fourth year of finding human design. And for me, it sometimes feels the more people I speak to about this, the more it is this crisis, you know. So there's this crisis of faith of about who we are. And I feel in the fourth year that this is a year of reckoning, I suppose. It's a part of you that really gets it, but there's also a part of you that wants to walk away because you're starting to question everything that you've learned. You feel aligned, you know, you feel in it. but at the same time, you're not. So you're like aligned, but you're undefined. And sometimes confusion really sets in. And I kind of feel at the fourth year, this is where the magic is, you know? The mind wants answers, right? The mind wants to know, but the body has started to begin to trust itself. You know, this the crisis, it's a part of this shedding. The body is shedding and it's stepping into this fullness of the experience. And the mind starts to allow that. Fifth year, year five. It's very quiet in the fifth year, I have found. It's like you begin to settle in to this, and there's a stillness, not where there was before. So there's a little bit more space. The mind's quieter, not always quiet, but it's quieter. And a part of this fifth year, I feel, is we really stop seeking a lot of validation from what you think you know, what we think we know, and instead, it feels like you live a little bit more presently, and the decision processing, it feels clearer. So making decisions feels very clear, or not always clear, but clearer. And it's not because you know the answer. It's kind of because you trust the process. So there's this beauty in the fifth year, I think, as you get into this, of really trusting yourself a lot more and trusting the process. Sixth year. This is where I'm heading. I feel the sixth year can often bring questioning again. You know, it's like you start to question. Questioning returns. You know, you're feeling settled, but a lot of these questions start to rear their heads again. But it feels different. It's not questioning just from doubt, but a deeper curiosity. And you've seen these patterns. You've seen these patterns in yourself. You've seen them repeat. And you're starting to notice that the life's rhythms, your own rhythms, as well as life's rhythms. And so these questions that you have, I could imagine, are now serving you in your experiment, opposed to undermining yourself, you know? Anyway, year seven, seven, seven. I kind of like to think that in the seventh year, it's like we repeat the loop. I know that doesn't sound very positive, but I could imagine it'd be like you're back at the beginning, you know? But your awareness is so much deeper. And in a way, I could imagine in the seventh year, you think you know everything. So you're back at that first year, you think you know everything. I've done 7 years. But there's a realization there that the cycle just keeps continuing. And you're happy for that because you kind of can embrace it. You understand that time is present, time's always there, and there's no rush, there's no pressure. And even though you feel like you know stuff, you realize you don't, and it's comfortable. It's a surrendering in a sense, an acceptance that brings an acceptance to the experiment that brings peace. And not always just the answers, just peace. So I guess we talk a lot about this, don't we? We talk about the aspect and the wisdom of slowing down. And I feel that there's a beauty in slowing down because we don't really want to get there fast. We can't get there fast because each year we're invited to be more present with our unfolding, you know? And I find in this human design experiment that it's not about marking how many years we've been in this experiment, because there is a bit of that in the community, isn't there? I've been 7 years, I've been 13, I've been 25. I should say it's not about marking how many years you've been in this experiment or measuring the progress through the mind's checklist. It's about the experience of dropping off the mind's grasp, and fully immersing yourself in the present moment, time and time again. Like allowing the mind to shut up. And on that note, it is, I think you realize the longer you're in this, that it is a lifelong experiment. And it doesn't give you control. It gives you alignment. And it's not something that you master intellectually, but something that you embody slowly over years, in those quiet moments, in the discomfort, in the questioning. You start to feel the power of just simply being. And there's a part of you that just stops measuring. You stop seeking. And you just start trusting. You just start trusting the natural rhythms of your life, of your design, and your body. And it's really beautiful. And no one can tell you that. No one can teach you that. It just takes time. And it is essentially, at the end of the day, it's a returning to yourself. It's a returning to who you are as a whole, over and over and over and over again. And it's not to figure yourself out, but it's to experience who you are. Always in this ever-changing, unfolding present, in these now moments, time and time and time again. And it's magic. Yeah, and that's kind of all I've got to say on that. Thank you for listening.